اثناء الشريفين اثريد اصنبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم مدينة الشريف اساعد دروشي فيه ان شاء الله وصلنا على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كلام أفواه الله والشيخ أول رومي وقت تبريد دراز الشيخ حكيم ومد اختصاب نور الله مرقده The title of Nazam is Naat Sharif is کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام
نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام
صلی اللہ علیہ
فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتر بامے شان سلطانیت شتر بامے نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا جس نے کانٹے بچھائے وہ دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے گلستاں میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں اور جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقام میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم روشن ہو قمر جیسے انجم روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا تجلی کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں کیا کیا اصل تھا رسالت کی شام، یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ، یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ، شان سلطانیت شتر بام، شان سلطانیت شتر بام، جس نے کانٹے بچھائے وہ دیکھا گل بدام تیرے بوستاں میں، نور سنت ہے کونو مکان میں، نور سنت ہے کونو مکان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، نور سنت ہے کونو مقام، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
جزاک اللہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، ما بعد. This beautiful poem that we heard is actually a great bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. Hazrat has presented it in beautiful poetic form, but every stanza, every line has got great, great lessons and bayans for us to learn. And Hazrat is explaining here, titled it so beautifully, Kya Asarta Risalat Kishame. Hazrat saying, don't we see what effect there was in the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat himself mentioned, when Allah sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the world, what was the condition? Zulumatum ba'dwa fawqa ba'd. There were layers of darkness. People forgot what is humanity. Didn't know how to love like human beings. And that was the days of Jahiliyyah. Today we are so-called in a sophisticated modern world. We are in the world of technology. But if you just compare the two worlds, then there is really no real difference. The only difference we are doing for illicit and we are doing terrible things that they used to do in a more sophisticated way. They used to bury their daughters alive. We are doing abortions today. And all the type of evils that you take place in those days, today it is prevalent in our society. And what is Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent us to love like honorable, respectable people. And how to do that? Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. When the world was lost in darkness, directly from Allah has come to you Nur, an embodiment of light. And what was this embodiment of light? None other than the personality of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what was the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wa kitabun mubin. The clear, open kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a messenger to take out people from darkness into light. And what an effort Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. Hazrat says, what a splendor in your effort of your messengership. That in transformed the whole world, which was virtually impossible, to transform, so to say, barbarics into the best of human beings. This was the effect of the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Hazrat says, Noor-e sunnat hai qawwa maqame, kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein. That what an effort Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made over 1400 years until today. Any remotest corner in the world also you will go, you will see the nur of the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People will be talking. So throughout the world, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an effort in Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama. And what a splendid effort that throughout the world today, we are enjoying the fruits of the effort of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should show our appreciation by reciting abundance of durood to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should be worried, am I on the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Hazrat says, kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein? That your lectures, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your bayans were such that it had a special nur of the focus of Allah ta'ala. That when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke,
their hearts became enlivened and they became hearts of gold. That as Hazrat explained, that once upon a time, for small petty things they used to fight, wars. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nur of the effect of the bayan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that effect penetrated the heart, that now you see, Abdul Sultan kareh ek saf mein, kya asar ta risalat ki sham mein. What effect was in there, in the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now you see in one saf, the slave is standing next to his master. You can't make out the difference, who's the king, who's the slave. In other words, they knew, by Allah Rabbul Izzat, your position is not as high as your position in dunya. It's not as high as your position, as high as your wealth is concerned. By Allah Ta'ala, you can be the slave, but you have got the nur of sunnat in your life. You have got taqwa in your life. Then by Allah Ta'ala, inna akramakum inna Allah yatqakum. The most honorable are those who've got the most taqwa in their hearts. So Hazrat says that what an effort Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, that all distinction, whether color, creed, language, everything, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wiped it out totally. But sadly, as years pass, and we go out of, we'll be far away from the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that evil creeps in again. Until today we see Arabs want to feel we are recognized, we are above others, and people of different families and different tribes, they feel we are better than others. Hazrat says, look at the effect of the efforts of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Farq kale wa gore kutune kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein. How you destroyed and wiped out the distinction between black and white, between any color or creed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped it out clearly and said, kullukum min Adam. All of us, our forefather is Adam alayhi salam. Whether we white or black, whoever we are, our great-grandfather is Adam alayhi salam. And by Allah, there is no distinction between color and creed, language or anything. By Allah Ta'ala, Allah judges your taqwa. And you can only get taqwa in following the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. And then Allah has commanded, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, that this will carry on. That generations after generations, there will be a group that has followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find those men, sit in their company, and you will learn this beautiful way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all distinction will go away from your heart. And you will realize that we are the children of Adam alayhi salam, and we are the slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat says that how did this come into the world? How did Arab distinction, and in the Arab itself, at that time tribalism was so common, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped it out totally, yet now they became such brothers. وَيُصِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Allah Ta'ala Himself mentioned that they used to sacrifice not only their desires, they used to sacrifice their dire needs to feed their brothers. A person is extremely hungry, but he takes a mehman, a guest home. There's no real food in the house. And he asks his wife, is there food? Only what is this? Only little to feed the child. He says, never mind, put that on the dastarkhan. Switch off the lamb. And when we eating, let the lamb be off so the guest can eat and we don't eat. So this was how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that effort. So this is the same effort that we need to do today. Walk back onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Hazrat says, ye ta teri ghulami ka sadqa. That those who became the true slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they followed tooth and nail the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to be like ordinary shepherds, they're looking after their sheep and goats, but Allah gave them the honor like kings, and they became the kings of the world. The thrones of the Khosrows and the Caesars came at their feet, and they didn't worry about that. They knew honor and respect is only as in following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do this till today, Hazrat explains here, jisne kante bichaye tere, ta kante bichaye te deka, gulbadama tere bosta mein. That literally we saw people who, so to say, hated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to throw thorns in the path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an effort that the nur of taqwa, the nur of tawheed, the oneness of Allah comes in their heart, those same enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they bear testimony that, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1 minute before Shahadat, you were the most hated person in billah in my heart. And now you are the most beloved person. And so we see that those people who threw thorns in the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became like the beautiful roses in the beautiful garden of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then what a army and what a ummat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared. Jo chala tere nakshe kadam par, kaam rahe wo dono jahan mein. Hazrat is explaining and teaching us the same way to get success in that time, the same way is today. That those who follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we should be learning. That let us try and read the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us read the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our homes. We'll see the darkness of TV and all the filthy fashion lifestyle that will go out. And the noor of sunnah will come in our homes. And we'll see success. We'll see our success. Not in schools and universities. Now success in learning deen. In bringing deen in our lives. And then what a ummat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared. O kamar jaise anjum mein roshan. Aapte mehfile akhtarame. Hazrat is painting the beautiful majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your majlis was such that you like the 14 full moon, bright 14 full moon, and all around you who are sitting, the sahaba, bright, bright stars. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashabi kan nujum. My sahaba were bright, shining stars. Till today, whichever one you follow, you will also become a star. So we shouldn't look at the false people that put the word star against their name, which is the disgrace. Star is only for those people who follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever we are, no matter which environment we are, we have to hold firm onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat finally mentions, Aapki shah be intihaku, kis tarah lae akhtar bayame. Hazrat explained this beautiful poem in the honor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Still Hazrat acknowledges that, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your position is so great, so high, that Allah takes qasam in the Quran Kareem and says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. You are the embodiment of good character, so where can we pen down any praises of you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's Allah's kindness. Allah allows us to recite durood. Allah ta'ala allows us to read the surah, seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's only Allah's fazal and karam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite abundance durood and bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.